Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk gaming with the head of the American Gaming Association, Frank Fahrenkopf. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ray Hager will host Dick Gamak, Robin Reedy, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Frank Fahrenkopf Jr. He's the president and CEO of the American Gaming Association, and today we're going to talk about gaming. First of all, let's start out with online poker. Why did it fail this year, and do you think that there's any chance that it will come back in a lame duck session?
I'm not sure it's failed yet. I know that Senator Reid and others are working very hard on a piece of legislation which would allow online poker with states' rights being respected. There's a lot of discussion going on now between the lotteries, between Native Americans, between the pari-mutuel industry, for and against, but I haven't given up hope that something may yet be accomplished in the regular session. If not, then you have no choice but to look at the lame duck. So I haven't given up yet.
All right, well, that's good news. It just seems that with this going on all over the world, that it's insane for the country, and especially the state of
Nevada. Internet gaming is legal in 80 nations now, and we're not talking, you know, 5-10 years ago, we were talking about small island nations in the Caribbean, or the Isle of Man, or Gibraltar. Now you have first world nations, Great Britain, France, Italy. Spain and Denmark will be online here within the next week. We've learned an awful lot about how to protect people through biometrics and geolocation to make sure the person who is betting is, in fact, and not some kid who's got mom's credit card. So, I mean, the world has really changed dramatically in the last 5 years, and I just think it's time that it be legalized. I think we need a federal overarching legislation to provide some minimum standards of consumer protection for minors, assistance for people who can't gamble responsibly, etc.
Were you surprised that gaming went down in Florida, especially after the amount of money that Genting spent?
Well, Florida has a long history of, going back 35 years of constant battles in the state legislature as to whether or not to allow wagering. They had a county option that went down a few years ago. There are some counties that have slot machines. And, of course, the Native Americans, the Seminoles, who now own the Hard Rock franchise, have a number of casinos, phenomenally successful business. But you've had a battle down there between Disney on the one hand, who says, well, if casinos come to my Miami Beach, it'll somehow change the family culture. I can understand. It's local politics, so I don't get in. Thank gosh, God, that's not my task. I have to worry about 535 people, all who believe they ought to be president of the United States. I don't have to worry about state legislators, so I don't get involved.
Have the legislators actually been down to Miami Beach and seen what actually goes on down there? Because it's not exactly Disney in certain
areas.
It's
not. It's a little different. It's a little different.
As far as the state of Nevada, and certainly southern Nevada, it looks as though the Strip is recovering. Phil Ruffin was on this program a few weeks ago talking about an expected 5 to 10% growth this year. Do you think that's...
Well, we were up... We were up about 2.85, as I remember, from last year, from the year before. But year before was pretty bad. We were up 0.9%. So we're starting at a pretty low base. Nationally, we were up about 2.7% nationally. Unfortunately, northern Nevada was down about 2.7. This is one of the few places in the country, here in northern Nevada, Lake Tahoe, Reno, Carson, where you can really point and say Native American gaming has hurt a land-based commercial casinos. I mean, when you've got those mountains, you got to come over in the wintertime, and you have casinos on the other side, so you don't have to put chains on. It has really hurt. We think that Las Vegas has bottomed out. I think that McCarran's going to set a record for visitors. It'll be over 4 million, I think, this year. I mean, so it looks like it, but it all depends on the national economy. We're talking about disposable income. People who come to Reno or Vegas or go to Mississippi or go to Atlantic City, it's disposable income. They've got to have it. And when you've got unemployment, you know, the real number is probably closer to 16% unemployed when you count people who are either underemployed or been are out of work or just quit looking anymore. So as that comes back, hopefully our industry will come back. But we've been flat, and at least we see now a tick up.
Well, the other thing, and I want to throw in a devil's advocate position here, is that the revenues for gaming for the properties is about 40% now, and everything else is about 60%, which kind of gives you the idea that people are having to build destinations to attract people rather than just putting up a
gambling. That's not new, Sam. If you were to go back 15 years ago and say if we had the financial statements of MGM or I'd just take one of the companies here, back 15 years ago it would probably be 65-70% gaming. The rest would be hotel rooms, restaurants, and so forth. But about 10 years ago that dynamic changed. And we had the major companies with revenue from gaming only at 40 to 50%. A majority of their revenue came from the other amenities, whether it's, you know, Canyon Ranch Spa, whether or not it's golf courses, tennis courts, the shows. At one time, Caesars Forum, that shopping mall between the Mirage and Caesars, I think was the largest grossing retail per square foot, may still be. So, I mean, so there's many other things that people come to Las Vegas and Nevada and resorts for.
Well, I guess my point was going to be that properties in northern Nevada, for example, like the Papamilla at the Atlantis, are doing just fine. The Atlantis has been paying off $5 million in debt each quarter and will be essentially debt-free, not from the property they purchased in Colorado. But for properties who have invested money in themselves, they've done well. And who can reproduce Lake Tahoe? I mean, there's not an Indian casino that I know of that has an attraction like Lake Tahoe.
That's right. I mean, some people have been very successful in this market. Others haven't. You've got to know your clientele, and you've got to, you know, produce the amenities that those people want to attract them.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll go to Asia. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state and back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Frank Fahrenkopf Jr. He's the president and CEO of the American Gaming Association. So let's talk about, initially, Macau. Is that the most phenomenal thing you have ever seen in your career?
Pretty spectacular. The Chinese invited me over, I don't know, it's been 10 or 12 years ago now, and I went over and it was not the most attractive city in the world.
It was
just terrible. It was just really terrible. And I made a speech and talked to some of their leaders about what they had to do if they really wanted to attract American companies. Is they had to come to Nevada. They had to meet with Nevada Gaming Control, go to New Jersey, meet with New Jersey Gaming Control, which they did. And then it started. And Sheldon, I mean, you got to hand it to him. I think he threw up the first casino there, the Sands, for about $650 million and cash flowed it in 10 months. I mean, pretty spectacular. Steve Wynn has been successful there. MGM has been successful. But the Cotai Strip is pretty phenomenal, with the Venetian being the anchor. I mean, the properties in Macau, by five times, are larger than the entire Nevada market, and continues every month. It's a 20% growth, 30% growth. Now, you've got to realize there's always the danger. We're talking about a communist country, and Beijing can control things. A couple of years ago, they decided to cut down on the number of visas from mainland Chinese coming into Macau, and revenues took a hit. So you've got to bear that in mind. But up to this point in time, I think if you were to talk to Sheldon and Steve Wynn and MGM, the American companies that are there, they feel very comfortable that the relationship they have with government authorities, that they have nothing to worry about, at least in the near future.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was in Hong Kong in 2000, and that was just after the takeover by the Chinese government. And what people were saying to me there was that China didn't want Hong Kong to turn it into a communist China. They wanted it for all the benefits it brought them.
That's right.
And Macau is certainly bringing great benefits financially.
It's the only place that you can gamble legally in all of China. And Asians love to gamble. The success that you've seen there, in addition to what's going on in Singapore, Philippines, new projects have just gone in there. There's two big projects in Vietnam. I think that the Diet in Japan will be approving at least a number of casinos on a temporary basis, particularly after the tsunami and the problems they're having. So the real growth area in the world with casino-type gaming is in Asia.
And Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam are all looking to expand gaming. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people have concerns that these folks won't need to come to Nevada mm-hmm. and to Las Vegas if they have this kind of quality gambling at home. But, you know, people said that about Atlantic City and Nevada, and my thought is that the tax rate is so much lower in Nevada that it is for a casino company who has a property in, say, Macau or Singapore, that you want to fly them over the jet to see the big dog in Las Vegas because you'll make a lot more money.
I was practicing law here in Reno when Atlantic City went online, and we were all afraid that everyone east of the Mississippi was now going to go to Atlantic City and would really hurt Nevada. And it turned out to be just the opposite. People on the East Coast went to Atlantic City, tasted a little bit of what casino gaming was all right, and wanted to come here. I remember when the California lottery passed, it was also concerned that people weren't going to drive over the mountain. They were just going to go to their 7-Eleven and buy lottery tickets. It didn't work that way. Riverboat gaming, which began in the late 1980s in through the mid-1990s, all up and down the Midwest, continued to grow. And I think the same thing is true. And the reason is, particularly Las Vegas, you have such a concentration of quality resorts and amenities that whether or not you're a golfer, a tennis player, you want to gamble, you want to see Celine Dion, whatever it might be, you can go there. We find from our polling that a majority of people, in fact, go to Las Vegas not to gamble, but to take advantage of the other amenities.
Right.
And so I think that will continue. There's such a concentration there, I don't think that can be replicated.
One of the interesting things, too, and as you point out, that the Chinese and Asian people in general do love to gamble. And in fact, when the properties first opened, they couldn't get to the tables, and people were betting with each other on what was going on the tables 10 deep.
I jokingly say that if you and I were Asian and there were two flies landed on this table, Sam, we'd already have a bet down as to which fly would take off first. And you see it, Singapore is the real story right now, in addition to Macau. There are two casinos there. Sheldon Adelson has one. Genting, a Malaysian company, has the other. Those two casinos alone this year will generate gross gaming revenue in excess of the entire state of Nevada. Sheldon has built a phenomenal hotel on the Marina Bay, three curved towers, 57 stories high, and across the top is a flat area. You could lay the Eiffel Tower on its side and still have room on the end. There's a park up there, infinity pool, private clubs, restaurants, etc. The grand ballroom in the conference center he built at the base of it holds 10,000 people for dinner. Sit-down dinner.
I mean,
it's pretty incredible stuff. And so the Asian market continues to grow. But I think you're right, and I think that it can be a feeder to the States, and particularly to Las Vegas for those companies that are there.
And, you know, it would be nice because Asians love Bonanza. We should be able to get them out into rural Nevada as well if we get it organized well enough.
Get them up to Incline.
Okay, so I got to ask you, last question here. What do you make of this? Well, it doesn't seem to be a fight anymore, but between Okada and Steve Wynn and Wynn Resorts?
Well, you know, they became partners, and as very often is the case, sometimes partnerships don't go well. I don't know the merits of what's going on, and the judge will have to decide that, and I'm hopefully smart enough to follow the dictates of Winston Churchill. I've always followed in politics, and that is, don't try to climb a wall that's leaning toward you. Don't try to kiss a woman who's leaning away from you, and don't try to answer a question when you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir. Thank you so much for all this time. I really appreciate it. Great to see you, Frank. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At Glass Pro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at Glass Pro.
Possibly the best tasting burger on the planet. Eat at Joe's today.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to our All-Star Pundit panel today. Our guest today, first, we have Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney. Second, we have Chip Evans, the former chair of the Washoe County Democrats. And third, we have Robin Reedy, principal of Our Politics and former chief of staff to Governor Jim Gibbons.
Yes.
Welcome to you all. Dick, let me start with you. I saw you yesterday at Bill Raggio's funeral, and it got me to thinking. Senator Raggio, before he was the senator, was the Washoe County DA, and maybe set a standard for you and Mills Lane to follow. Maybe could you comment on that?
Senator Raggio was a very unique person. He was an absolute statesman. He was a human being. He was an honest individual. He did a lot of stuff in the office. In fact, it was interesting when you talked to him, he'd say, you know, all the things I did in this office, because he was district attorney for 12 years, and he said, all the things I've done in this office, and the only thing I'm remembered for is burning down the House of Ill Repute. And he said, you think something else would be remembered, too. But he, I talked to him quite often. He would call me or I'd call him, and each one of us with different issues to discuss and stuff, and I relied on him a lot as a mentor, so he's going to be missed.
Well, he was quite a prosecutor, too. I remember that he prosecuted the Sonia McCaskey murder trial and many others. Robin, let me turn to you. Of course, you were the chief of staff for Governor Gibbons, and since he has dropped out of the public eye, no one's really seen him. I was wondering, how's he doing? Because, you know, some of us in the press corps, we miss the governor. We had good back and forth banter with him.
I've talked to him a few times over the phone, and I've never heard him sound more relaxed. So I think he's very happy being out of the public eye. I think that's really what he probably always wanted, was just to be able to do what he wants, when he wants, and but he sounded great.
Well, if you see him, give him my best.
I will.
Okay.
Do that.
Now, Chip, I want to ask you, I want to talk to you about this District 2 congressional race.
Yes.
We have Mark Amadei, the Republican, as the incumbent, and are the Democrats, are you guys going to run a candidate against him? It's a district that has never been won by a Democrat, and the Republicans have won many times by double figures.
Well, Nancy Price registered to run in that election just yesterday, and I think the real answer is I don't expect there to be a Democratic Party-supported candidate in that race as far as putting the money and the wood behind the arrow, because it's just a design-to-lose race for a Democrat the way it's designed. So
you're saying that the state party and maybe the national party will not back Nancy Price?
Well, backing, you know, takes a lot of forms. You know, I'm certainly they're glad to have a Democratic candidate. They feel like somebody being in that race who can at least voice Democratic principles would be a good thing. Whether they're going to put a lot of money behind it to make it a serious campaign, I suspect they'll be reluctant to do that.
Okay, now, Dick, let me turn to you. So one of the people that have been mentioned as a strong candidate for this would be Sheriff Mike Haley. He's a Democrat. What do you think of that? Do you think maybe in 2 years the sheriff might run for Congress?
I'm not sure what he's going to do. I don't know if Mike really knows what he's going to do right now. He's made some overtures about looking at another political office, but I've never heard him say anything definite or definitive about, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I think he's looking around. I think he will take an opportunity, but that's strictly guessing. And Mike, I'm not trying to forecast your future. It's just taking a guess here.
Well, we just mentioned his name, so we'll see what happens. Robin, I wanted to ask you, now the big Lollapalooza on this ticket is going to be the Shelley Berkley versus Dean Heller race for U.S. Senate. Of course, we have the presidential race, but on state politics, how do you see Dean doing in Clark County, which really might say that if he's going to win or lose?
I think Dean and his team are excellent at getting out there and getting the message out. So I think he will do very well. I know Shelley Berkley is a wonderful campaigner as well, but you know, I have to give kudos to what I've seen in all of his races. I wouldn't rule him out in any way.
Okay, Dick, would you want to take a stab at that? The Berkley versus Heller's Senate race.
Ditto. I would hate to see Dean Heller lose that, for one thing, because he has really I got some sound footing back in Washington now as a senator, and he built a good history there as a congressman. I know Dean pretty well personally, and he's very sharp at what he does. He's very good at what he does, and you can rely on him. He's got his feet on the ground, and you don't see much of that anymore.
Okay, so Chip. Shelley Berkeley is a formidable opponent. And
absolutely.
She
has huge support down there. She's an excellent campaigner. I can tell you that she's made amazing inroads up here in Washoe. So she's going to have widespread support. She's solid on the Hill. I think she's going to be part of a Democratic sweep in the state as far as at the presidential level. And so I think she's got the wind at her back.
Democratic sweep, what do you mean by that?
I think President Obama's going to do really well here.
Okay, and sweep all the ticket. What about Broward?
Well, I'm really just talking about the federal races.
Okay. Robin, do you have a different view of that?
I think I do. I do think the GOP candidates have a lot to catch up on when it comes to Obama, but I don't think that he's going to be able to bring anyone else with him. I do think that there'll probably be a split.
Okay. We will agree to disagree, and we got to stop it right here. We'll be right back to wrap up Nevada Newsmakers after these few messages from our sponsor.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12. A full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 powers accredited public schools that bring learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 92% of K-12 parents are satisfied their student benefits academically. As a full-time public school option or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child.
Now accepting statewide enrollments for Nevada students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today for your free information kit or go online to learn more.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the government wants to give you money if you live in rural Nevada. No, I'm not kidding. Sarah Adler will be here from the USDA. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.